44, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I told you today, they asked me, the preacher did, to say something. And I'd already preached everything I knew this morning, everything I had, and went to homecoming fairly blank. And when he asked me to say something, I just stood and raised my hand and said something, and sat back down. I felt like folks appreciated me for that, because they was hungry. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. But 'twas then I decided to preach on something. Let me amplify it a little bit. Man, that's really something. In a day when V8s were not heard of in a Chevrolet, Rob Hatfield had a 37 Chevrolet. Amen. It needed motor work, and said, boy, that was about when they came out with that blue flame engine in about 1950-51. Amen. Man, he said, if a man could get... That's a six-cylinder now, overhead valve. Amen. He said, man, if a man could get him one of them blue flame engines, that'd really be something. Same old blue 37 Chevrolet. But boy, if he'd get him a blue flame engine and put it in it, that'd be something. Only V8 heard about in those days was a Ford V8. Ford held the patent on the firing order for the V8 until the statute of limitations ran out, and then everybody jumped on it. Amen. Everybody come out with a V8. Amen. Woo, glory to God. But back then, just a six-cylinder blue flame. That was something. Amen. This fellow found something worth selling out for. I mean to tell you, amen, I've heard it preached that this something that I'm talking about was salvation that we sell out and get. Amen. Because there are some that says you can't buy salvation. But then Isaiah said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come buy my wine and milk without money and without price. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. There's some way, somehow, amen, that some people sometime have, even though they were few, they sneaked in. Amen, and bought it at a tremendous price. I grant you many cases, amen, but they bought it. Glory to God. And others say that something was the church that Christ saw as the pearl of great price, and he came and gave all he had. Wow, hallelujah! There's two parables, one a treasure and the other a pearl. Why not give 50-50. Amen. Whoo! Glory to God. Amen. They've got various meanings for the word LL. Amen. They call me in Bedford Camp the living legend, and everybody shake hand with me. That was at Bedford. They'd have laugh and say, kind of tongue-in-cheek, the living legend. Amen. Well, L is also in Roman numerals a number for 50. Amen. So 50. 50 would be a good meaning, praise God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. L period, L period, 50, 50. 50 is also, amen, what Pentecost means. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 100% Pentecost. Amen. 50-50. Glory to God. Amen. Something worth selling out for. A treasure hid in the field. Man, he looked it over. Amen. Somebody preached in the camp meeting. I think it was at Bristol, Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken, who left the treasure there. And he preached mightily on who bestowed the treasure in the earth. How to get there. Amen. Who is responsible? Amen. Ah, yes. To make it a little more enhancing. Amen. Brother Hill has a series of 5 tapes where he reads the whole book about the Scottish persecution. Amen. In medieval times. Amen. And it's called The Black Avenger. Amen. Where Sir Duncan, 6'4", 6", whatever, amen, stood robed in black with his face hooded and watched his dad beheaded at the guillotine as the Catholics persecuted the Covenanters, amen, in Scotland in bygone years. Amen. And he made a vow, solemn vow. Amen. 6'4", 5", 6", whatever. Amen. He put on a black robe. He shot a black steel bow that nobody could string but him. He was so strong. Amen. He shot black arrows. And he rode a black horse named Midnight. He was a master of disguise. And one time he was a drover. Amen. That drove cattle. And the next time, amen, he was a beggar lunzy with a sack on his back walking through Scotland's mountains down the roads with a great hound by his side begging from door to door. Amen. But then, more than not, when he came to the aid of the church in its severe persecution, where they captured men, preachers if they could find them, they searched the caves and dens and attics of the earth, and then they found them and subjected them to torture. They stretched them on the rack to make them tell them where the Covenanters were, the people that believed the Bible were. Amen. That put their leg in a steel boot. Amen. And used a steel screw and screwed it down in beside the leg. Amen. To try to make them tell the rack, the boot, and the screw. Amen. All matters of torture. They tortured the Covenanters. The church did that. Amen. In bygone years. And would again if they had the chance. And still do in countries where they have full sway. Amen. Ah, yes. But Duncan, one day, as he rode through the woods, amen, nobody knew that Duncan was the Black Avenger. Nobody knew what happened to Duncan. Amen. All they knew was that from out of the night there would ride a black hooded figure, riding a horse that was black as night itself. Amen. Shooting a black bow with black arrows. Amen. And one day, amen, Dick Ingram was a seaman. And Dick Ingram was bringing contraband into the sea. And when the tide was low, amen, he knew where the cave was, and he would sequester his goods in the cave and hide it away. Amen. And nobody could find it. And one day, the soldiers caught Dick Ingram and his group in their boots. Amen. Bringing their booty, tobacco and tea and other contraband. Amen. Into Scotland. Amen. And Duncan was looking through the bushes as the soldier, the red coat, chased Dick Ingram down and shot him off his horse and then turned around and went back to the battle with the other men. Duncan lifted Dick Ingram, whom he recognized, and Dick Ingram recognized him also as he came to in the shack that he took him to for him. Amen. He won Dick Ingram to God in his dying hour. And Dick Ingram died with the peace of God on his countenance, calling his mama's name. Mama? Amen. Ah, yes, they took Dick Ingram and buried him with his face toward the sea that he loves so much. But before he died, he said, Duncan, I've got a treasure hid away. He said, you know the old cave? I know it well. I played there when I was a child. He said, the tree that stands 60 yards from the mouth of the cave. Yes, I know it well. He said, walk 60 feet, 60 yards, 60 steps inside the cave. And there you'll come to a stone. Roll the stone away. And he said, there's a box underneath the stone with a key beside it. There's my treasure. Amen. Duncan, as he fought the battles of the Black Avenger and pled the cause of the Covenanters and rescued women and children from their tortures, amen, forgot about it until one day, tortured by the fact that he couldn't marry his fair maiden to whom he was betrothed because he was a poor man with a price on his head. And then he thought, the treasure of Dick Ingram. He went back to the tree and walked the 60 steps. Amen. He found the stone and rolled it over, and there was the key, just like Dick had said. Amen. He prized the great flat stone off the box and opened the box. There in the box was diamonds and pearls. And he shouted, I'm the richest man in Scotland. Amen. Ah, yes, it was all Duncan's, fair and square. And Dick told him before he died, he said, I got it fair and square. Amen. And it was his. But there was a price. The years of living in caves and eating bread and rabbit that he caught. Amen. And sometimes not eating for days and running for his life and living with a price on his head, not knowing what time he too would be caught. He had paid the price for Dick Ingram's treasure to become the richest man in Scotland. What is the price of the treasure? Amen. What is the price of this precious, priceless? You didn't know it. You've forgotten in the battles of life. Amen. That a benefactor named Jesus in his dying hour, praise God, handed you the greatest treasure there is, told you. Praise God, all you had to do, praise God, was walk to a certain place we call an altar. And there call upon the name of the Lord, and a door would be open, praise God, and salvation and a born again experience would be stowed. Why is it that men come up from the altar shouting and glorifying God? Oh, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, Jim, the janitor, finally got saved up at Middletown, Brother J.C. Amen. He turned around after Bobby Mills had preached and he got saved and said, tear right down his face, why didn't y'all tell me it was this good? I said, we tried to, Jim. Amen. He had just saw the treasure. Amen. I'll tell you, you may be the richest man or woman in Hamilton, and don't know it. You may have what people are giving their lives for and never find, and don't know it. All you gotta do is walk a few steps between you and God's altar. Close the gap by clearing out everything that stands between you and sell out! Cause this is really something worth living for. This is really something worth giving up everything for. Praise God. It's the pearl of great price. More precious than all the other pearls put together. Sell them all. How many pearls have you got tonight? Amen. Hid away in your bag. They're so precious to you, you don't want nobody to know how many you've really got. Because you're afraid somebody will rob you. Somebody will take you. Or you'll go through life, people charging you a higher price. Amen. So the fellow that's got lots of pearls, He walks around with old shoes and looks like a town bum. Amen. Yeah. I was standing in Walgreens drugstore the other night, and I walked in front of a man that had old shoes on, old clothes on. I said, "Excuse me." I said, "That's all right." And I turned around, amen, and looked at him. And I was looking at a man that had the patent and had a factory in Cincinnati and had the patent on how to bond plastic to glass without bubbles. Amen. And was probably a millionaire several times over. He's standing there with old shoes on. He said, "Don't mind these old shoes. Don't mind these old clothes." He had old clothes on. And he was shopping for a bargain just like me at Walgreens. Amen. I'll tell you something, folks. I was richer than he was. Whew! Glory to God. And I didn't have to wear old shoes. I didn't have to wear old clothes. And look how like a town bum, praise God. Yeah, I was rich in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. He used to sing a song, "I'm just as rich as you." I'm not trying to sing it tonight. One reason I can't remember it. Amen. I got a 1 megabyte brain. Trying to do a 64 megabyte job. Amen. So a lot of things I can't remember. Hallelujah. I need an upgrade. Real bad. Praise God. But there ain't nobody I know knows how to tear me apart and upgrade my brain without destroying me. So I'll just wait till the first resurrection when I put on that new body and we're known as we are known. It's just a part of the treasure. It's just a part of the pearl of great price. It's what Abraham saw. Praise God. Is it pearl, the church? Is it Christ? Or is it the kingdom of God? Jesus said the kingdom of God is likened to a man. Amen. It found treasure. It's likened to a man that found a pearl. Or is it salvation? Could I say, at the risk of being called a compromiser, a appeaser, it's all of them. It's all of them and more. And they're all precious. Page 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Something worth living for every day, every hour. I mean, all our time. Amen. All our quality time. All our precious time. All our precious life. Why do you go to church so much? Why do you give up so much? Some girls that backslid, they used to sit here, used to shout, used to go to youth camp from here. It finally went back to the world. And here's what they said. They said, "I was missing so much." Were they? Their homes are broken up. Their children are fatherless. Amen. Their mothers and dads broken up. Amen. Their lives are broken up. They can't even face up to decent people anymore. Were they missing something? Amen. Are we missing anything if we never see the inside of the new casino down on the river? God bless your heart. You are most fortunate. Amen. That you have detoured Vanity's Fair. Hallelujah. And refused to be a partaker of its wares. You said, "Away, Vanity's Fair." Amen. Anybody that wants my ticket can have it. I'm headed for Yonder's Gate. Amen. For a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Glory to God. Amen. Christian and faithful didn't buy the wares and they didn't like it. And they martyred faithful and Christian marched on. Come on, ye pilgrims. Let's walk on. Let's stand for Jesus. And let the world go by. Amen. This is worth living for. And it's worth dying for. This is really something. Praise God. Ah, yes. Ah, yes, I believe the path the saints have trod. that a prayer will touch the heart of God. The path the saints have trod. That path, preacher, many, many times has finished with martyrdom. Paul stood there in line as saints before him had their heads chopped off. Praise God. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. No recant. No sad regrets. Amen. I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Don't sound to me like he was about ready to drop it, that he was discouraged, singing any kind of sad sodden song anyhow. Hallelujah! There's a crown, he said, laid up for me. Glory to God. A crown, a crown, a crown, a crown, a crown, a crown, laid up for me. But not for me only. All them that love his appearing, praise God. I tell you, this is worth even dying for. So he took his place. They held him shackled. They loosed the shackles and big men held on to him lest he break. But he broke. They blocked like football blockers. Amen. To keep him from running out. He didn't run back. He ran toward the block. He ran the other way. My God. What's he doing? Amen. He's running toward the block. Why did Paul run? Why did he run? He knew his course was finished. He knew his fight was fought. He didn't run. He had already took a trip to the third heaven. He saw the pearl of great price in its glory. He saw the treasure unseen. He had uncovered the secret of God. He realized it was riches greater than this world. Praise God. And he took a run to the block. Poured out his life like a libation to God. This is really something, Paul. It's worth dying for. It's worth dying for, Shane. Amen. It finished with martyrdom, and yet even though so many have been killed, burned at the stake, they still marched on. They never fell out of line, never lost step. They marched on. Praise God, they bowed into the guillotine, the hangman's noose. Amen. The faggots of the pole and the fire. Praise God. Glory to God, and marched on. They never stopped. They never quailed. They never questioned. Glory to God. Even though John questioned, art thou he? Should we not look for another? He never lost his step. He kept marching. Amen. Glory to God. What did they see? They saw what Abraham saw when he traded everything he had the biggest garage sale you ever seen, and sold to the highest bidder his fancy modern home in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Went out, bought him a bedouin's tent woven of black goat's hair that swelled up when it rained enough, but it had to rain enough. You had a lot of leaks before it swelled up. Amen. Hallelujah. And then opened up and let the wind blow through. Ah, yes. Amen. An eastern device that the Bedouins used for a home. Sarah, do you miss your modern conveniences? Running water in your house? They unearthed Ur, you know, a few decades ago. Amen. And they found out that they had running water piped into their houses. Amen. Modern beyond its time. But Abraham left its idolatries. Abraham left everything behind and got him a dead man's tent and struck out like wise men that follow the star. Hallelujah. Where are you going, Abraham? One night I saw a city that had rainbow-studded foundations of all manner of precious gems. Praise God. Where are you going, Abraham? I'm looking for a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God, where men live forever, where men don't die, where a crystal river flows, where men don't cry, and all tears are wiped away. Hallelujah. Man, that's really something. John saw it. Praise God. And right in the middle of the foundation of a blood red stone, a sardius stone, halfway up, praise God, 15 miles each way. That's 60 miles of sardius. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. The price he paid for a bride. Well, you say, amen, the treasure was the church. Ah, but the church is the body of Christ. Amen. You say the pearl is Christ. No, Brother Carl. The pearl is the souls of men. Again, the church. But ah, then again, when the whole story is told, the church is the bride of Christ. Amen. I'll tell you what, we're like a potential bride that has rejected all other suitors. They rejected the rich men and the learned of the earth. They rejected science and everything it portrays. We've rejected everything, every fable, every fancy of the world that men give their lives for and men give their time to. Amen. We rejected every idol. Hallelujah. To become part and parcel of the body and the bride of the redeemed of Christ. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? This is really something. It's what Abraham saw. I think even Ruth, because she heard a little bit about that story, she heard it and it soaked in. And with responsibility far beyond her time, her sister didn't catch the vision. But Ruth did. Amen. If you're going back to Bethlehem, I'm going with you. Whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, thy God, thy God shall be my God. You know what Ruth did? She left a lifetime. She left a history of family traditions behind. Right. To join hands with a Judeo-ethic that was later to be known as a Judeo-Christian ethic. Because she saw something nobody else in her family saw. Don't feel bad, amen, if you're alone. Don't feel bad if you have to walk alone. It's worth it. It's worth it. Amen. Ruth said, and ought, amen, God do more to me, so to me, if aught but death should divide thee and me. She left her rich history. She left her family pride to glean. Amen. And the great-great-grandfather of David, the first king of Israel, the father of the Son of God in genealogy. Amen. I'd rather be gleaning in the family of God than to enjoy rich family history. Amen. Back in Moab. All right. Better to cast your lot with the people of God. You know the story. Amen. How she became the wife of Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of David. David's great-grandma was Ruth, the Moabitess. She got in because she gave up all. Listen, if you don't give up all, you can't get in. If you don't give up all, you can't stay in. You'll lose it. You can't serve two masters. I preach this one thing you cannot do. Amen. Ah, yes. Last night I preached going through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping. I told you how that when I resigned my church and we said our last farewells, I headed out on an evangelistic field to leave my wife and children at home to go to school. We'd never been apart. I told you last night how I cried till I couldn't see the road before I ever got that little narrow bridge, Dick, remember your house. Your house probably wasn't even built in 1972. And all I could hear was, "He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again." Now I'm going to tell you something that I've never told in a church or camp meeting anywhere. I've sung that song in camp meetings all over the country. I've sung it all over the world. Rode across the mud flap on a Jeep that we helped them to buy, the Jeepney. Amen. We helped them to buy in the Philippines. It says, "If you won't go, I'm going anyway." Amen. I'll tell you how that song was born. After I got done crying, I started composing that song. Amen. And I said, "I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. It's cheap at any price." That's the way I originally wrote it. "To make it to glory. If they won't go, if you won't go, I'm going anyway." Amen. The song says, second verse, "There may be no comforting words." Amen. This old world, that's the way it turned out. My lonely way. But then, the way I originally wrote it is I took the road alone to evangelize and left my family behind. And Mike Roberts probably has still got the original copy when I first sang it at Richlands. And he still sings it like this. "No companion sweet to encourage me." Amen. Later on, I thought nobody knows that story. Nobody knows that we had to leave our family behind to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Nobody knows that, praise God, school was soon out. Amen. And we got back together and went to many a camp meeting since then. Amen. And many an hour of glory. So I rewrote the song, not to fit my own little pity party that I was having. Amen. And my own fancies, praise God, as I left all to follow Christ and cried a little. Amen. But to fit everybody. Amen. I'm going to pray. If I pray by myself, I'm going to stand. If I have to stand alone, it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If they won't go, I'm going anyway. And some even thought, then I might have been a little presumptuous. But listen, when Christian and Pilgrim's Progress decided to go, no matter who didn't go, he found out after a while he had good company. Faithful went with him. Amen. There were some that joined, and even Christiana, his wife, and children, amen, joined him along the way. Praise God. They too caught the vision of the pearl of great price. What did the Hebrew children see? They said, "We're not careful to answer the old king." Amen. Our God's able to deliver us. But if he doesn't, and I'm here to tell you that in most cases down through the ages of time, he didn't deliver. They burned. This is one time he did. Amen. They, the Bible said, didn't accept deliverance. They could have. He could have taken the easy way out. Paul could have listened to the various prophecies and said, if I've got a choice, I'll not go. They warned him again and again. But he said, I'm going anyway. The three Hebrew children said, we're going anyway. Amen. If he doesn't, deliver us, or if he does, we're going anyway. Hallelujah. What did they see? They saw something more precious than anything in this world. More precious than all the pearls put together. What did John see? Having been boiled in a pot of boiling oil, scalded. Bless God, it should have killed anybody with third degree scald wounds, amen. But he was too tough to fry. Hallelujah. And so they jerked him out of the pot and exiled him on the lonely Isle of Patmos. Praise God. But John said, I'm going to pray. If I pray by myself, I'm going to stand. If I have to stand alone and there in the Spirit on the Lord's day, John saw the Lord. And got the revelation. And he saw a more beautiful picture than Abraham did of that star-studded city. That jasper city. That glistening city with its crystal river and its blooming flowering trees. Its mansions that Jesus spoke about. Many mansions. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I'll take you to an exceeding high mountain and I'll show you the Lamb's wife. As he set him down on an exceeding high mountain, he said, Lord, I beheld the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. Brother, that is really something. If you don't go all out for God, you're the loser. If you don't sell out for Jesus, you're the loser. If you don't go on with God, you're the loser. But if you join the saved few tonight and walk that path that the saints have trod, it's all yours. The treasure's yours. Amen. Duncan shouted, I'm the richest man in Scotland. Amen. But many a child of God, freshly newborn, has shouted, why didn't you tell me it was so good? Rich beyond measure. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, I'm sorry that I can't tell you better. I'm sorry that I can't spell it out to you more clearly. I'm sorry that I can't paint to you a more vivid picture. Amen. But some of it, child, you're going to have to take it by faith. Forget about old Collins. Forget about old Blanton. Forget about old Oakley. And take it by faith. It'll work. Amen. Let's stand and let's pray tonight. Father, oh, I'm so glad. Even though I walked alone that night. Hallelujah. Nobody I played with, run with, knew. Close friend, nobody was saved. But I heard it, that voice. It called me out like He called Abraham out. I became the first to walk out. Oh, God. I'm so glad I did. Some followed later. Some fell by the wayside, but there's a few. There's a few that I'll meet on the other side. There's a few that preach to me. I'll clasp glad hands again just beyond Jordan by the crystal river that flows from the throne of God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to have made up mind tonight. Help us, Lord Jesus, to see. Not to give way, Lord. Fatally and eternally. To the lust of the eye and the pride of life and the lust of the flesh. Sell Jesus for a few moments of paltry, passing, mundane pleasure. Help us to keep the pearl in view. Help us to keep the city in view. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As they sing, it's your altar. It's your time.
I will.
It's your decision now.
To land far away.
Ah, yes.
To describe it.
Ah, some of you got a far away look in your eye. And you decided to take that long, long journey.
And it's splendid.
Pray it for a long, long, long through the reaches.
I wanted to stay there.
Through time.
I even wish I.
To the coming of the Lord.
Right now.
Sing it, Bonnie.
Does that sound like heaven? Streets of pearl, streets of gold, hills of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats anything I've ever seen. Oh, but when I think of heaven, I can't help but think about you. Won't you meet me in
Lord, let
heaven?
Me go through. Let me be one of them, Jesus.
And
inherits the pearl, the treasure, man. That's really something.
I saw mamas and papas as they joyfully sang. Little children playing games in the street.
Yeah.
I saw hundreds of my loved ones round the throne of the King. I even saw myself out at His feet. Does that sound like heaven? Gates of pearl, streets of gold, hills of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats anything I've ever seen. Oh, but when I think of heaven, I can't help but think about you. Won't you meet me in heaven and make my every dream come true?
Another time you can.
I sat down by a river. Water sparkled like diamonds flowing out of the throne of my Lord. A tree there was blooming for the healing of the nations. There was no heartache, no sickness, no death. Does that sound like heaven? Gates of pearl, streets of gold, hills of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats anything I've ever seen. Oh, but when I I can't help but think about you. Won't you meet me in heaven and make my every dream come true? I dreamed I went to a land far away. To describe it, I just don't know how. But I remember in its splendor, I wanted to stay there. I even wish I could be there right now. Does that sound like heaven?
Gates of hell, streets of gold, hills of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats me.